So if you remember before Shabbos, well, let's start at 2:54. Let's just get a running start on this since we've had Shabbos in between. So you probably remember this halacha. The Mechaber says in base, last line of the Mechaber, Hashomea Echa Me Yisrael Mevarach Achas Mikal Brachos. Again, we mentioned this in the Drasha, at the end of the Drasha on Shabbos, the second minion, that someone hears any Jew making a bracha, any bracha. Even though you didn't hear the whole thing, on the next page, from the beginning to end, you just heard part of the bracha, heard the end of the bracha, shakol niyad bivaro. That's all you heard. And you, the listener, are not obligated to that bracha. Right? I don't know. I don't have to make that bracha. So you just heard somebody making a bracha. So Mechaber says, chayev, you're obligated lanos achrov amen. You have to answer amen after that bracha. Can we discuss that? Mishnah Berurah says it's not just a bracha. Somebody gives you a bracha, doesn't make a bracha, gives you a bracha. Harachamans in benching. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan says, Mishra Berach. Any other thing, you have to answer amen. Second case, second part. Avol imam evarech apikoros. But if the person who's making the bracha is either an apikoros, someone doesn't believe in Hashem, doesn't believe in Torah Misinai, doesn't believe, right? He's just making a bracha for, I don't know, for ritual, traditional, reasons, whatever. Well, the business could happen. Like somebody could get an aliyah. You never know. Who knows what they are, right? So they make a bracha. They do that. Because so okusi, or they're from the kusim, the old sect. Baruch Hashem got rid of them. Otino, or a child. Again, this is what we're going to talk about. Or a child. Ohaya gadol, or even if it's an older person, a regular Jew, an older person. But here's the but. Vishinam mabeya habrachos retains a bracha. He changed the bracha. There's a text of bracha, right? We discussed this. By a bracha, set up by Anshe Knesset Agdolo. So it's through Nevuah. So it's a key. And you decide to make your own bracha. You change a word, skip a word, whatever. You change it. So that person ain't onim akrov amen. So you don't answer amen to any of these categories of people. Not bikares, a kusi, a child, or a gadol. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, that... does it apply to all the cases or just some of the cases? How about the last two cases? But we'll see. And the Ramah says, Onim amen achar ove kochavim im shama kol habracha mipiv. That you answer amen if a goy made a bracha. Now, what we're talking about is a bracha bracha. In other words, it's a bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, shakol niyad bivaro. I don't know, whatever. Now, you think this is a crazy case. It's a very possible case. I'll tell you the case. Case is somebody studying to be a ger. Right? Somebody studying to be a ger. And they're coming to shul. And they're coming to shul for a long time. Right? It takes a year and a half, 2 years to be Megayer. So they're davening, and they could do everything. But, it ain't over till it's over. So that person, they come over your house, or whatever the case may be, so they're not Jewish. They're not Jewish. And they make a bracha. So the question is, the answer remains to that bracha. So now again, so we said, an apikoros, you don't answer amen to their bracha. Why? Because they don't have in mind Hashem, right? They're doing it. The reason why you're obligated to answer amen to a bracha is because you're affirming what the person said. Yeah. Yeah, but let's say the person has in mind, who knows what? They have in mind nothing, right? They're an apikoros. So then, I don't want to affirm that. So then you might say, so a goy also. A goy also. Like a goy also, like a... So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Chofetz Chaim explains, that no, by a goy, we assume, Shein derech avodas kachavim, lechavim avodas kachavim, kishmasker Hashem. When he says Hashem's name, right, he's saying a bracha, right? They could speak Hebrew very well. So they say, bracha to Hashem, elokeinu melech, right, Hashem's name, shakol niyad bivaro. So now, when they said Hashem's name, what was that person's intent? They said Hashem's name. They didn't say, blessed our God, King of the, right? They said a bracha. Right? They said a bracha. So we assume when they said Hashem's name, they actually said Hashem's name. They had in mind Hashem. They had in mind Hashem. So that's what we assume. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Taz holds that this case is different than the other case. Remember, all the other cases, the topic of base is that you're obligated to answer amen to a bracha. Right? Again, the idea is you're affirming what the person said. They made a bracha. Yeah, I agree with that. So you're obligated to answer amen, except for under certain circumstances where we think there was a short circuit, right? Person didn't have a mind, Hashem, whatever the case, the apikoros. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Taz holds that by a goy. If a goy made a bracha, again, a real bracha, so then it's a you're not obligated to answer amen. You're not obligated, it's a rishus. In other words, you could. So in other words, it's different than the cases we talked before. The other cases, again, except for the cases that are exceptional, which you talked about, the apikoros, the klusi, and others. So in an average case where somebody makes a bracha, a Jew makes a bracha, you're obligated to answer amen. Goy makes a bracha, again, a real bracha. So then you're not obligated to answer amen, it's just a rishus. I shouldn't say just. Okay, this is why I teased you with the last time. We'll just read the Mechaber very quickly. Hadein onam amrein achar tinok. That which we don't answer amen after a tinok. Remember we talked about this. When a kid makes a bracha. You don't answer amen. Chavis said you don't answer amen. Well, you're not obligated. So the Mechaber explains that. Right? It's a very strange halacha. A kid makes a bracha. One of our kids, under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, makes a bracha. You don't answer amen. So the Mechaber explains, Davka b'shas shalom er ha-brachas livnei rabba. When do we say you're not obligated to answer amen to a bracha? To a kid's bracha? That's when the kid is making a bracha at the time he's learning in school. He's learning how to make brachas, right, he or she. So they're learning from a teacher. So, you know, they're not drinking anything, they're not eating anything. But they're just, so then you're not obligated to answer amen. Imagine you're in Torah Semis, right? You're going to be answering amen all the time, right? So the answer is no. Shemutal olame tinokas ha-brachas ketikunam. So now this is where I want to get to. So the halakha is, the Mechaber says, the Rebbe could teach the kid the bracha and say, bracha to Hashem's name, say actually Hashem's name, even though the kids are not eating anything, even though the kids are not drinking anything, because the Mechaber says, I'm teaching them. I'm teaching them, so I have to teach them to say Hashem's name properly. And so therefore I'm allowed, and they're allowed to start, say it that way, even though they're not eating, drinking, or whatever the case may be. Okay? We're going to get into this a little more, I guess tomorrow night. Yeah, maybe tomorrow night. Okay, we'll see more about this.